You may have heard of targeted immunotherapy, where biotech scientists take your T cells and re-engineer them to attack and maybe eradicate cancer. It is a very promising frontier, and until recently, a local company called Juno Therapeutics has been a rising star. Now, though, the FDA has put one of Juno's clinical trials on hold, and the company's stock has plunged. This comes after three cancer patients enrolled in a Juno clinical trial died. Now, it's not unusual for people who are sick with cancer to die in the course of a clinical trial, but biotech journalist Luke Timmerman says it's the way those patients died that was unusual.
Three patients in a clinical trial for Juno Therapeutics died of a cerebral edema, and that is swelling of the brain. And that is not normally the sort of thing that people die from when they have this particular form of cancer, acute lymphoblastic leukemia. So this was considered related to the treatment, and that's a major red flag and the sort of thing that makes regulators and researchers want to put the brakes on and stop an ongoing trial to see what's wrong.
Okay, so when we talk about a red flag and regulators, are you saying, is there evidence that that there was some kind of malfeasance here? Because people do die in clinical trials.
No, there's no suggestion of that. Yes, these patients are gravely ill with cancer, and there's grim statistics. Like, we expect them to live only a few months. So the real question is, are they dying of the cancer, or are they dying of something related to a drug side effect?
Okay, let's say more about that. First of all, what is the clinical trial is for what? What's the Juno drug?
The drug is actually called JCAR15, and that CAR part is important. That's a short acronym for chimeric antigen receptor modified T cells. That's a mouthful, but what they do is they engineer T cells of your immune system to recognize a specific marker on the cancer cells. It's like waving a red flag that says this is what the immune cells should attack. And they have gotten very encouraging results so far, completely eradicating tumors in very ill patients, in a large number of these very ill patients. But this is also a very powerful form of therapy, and it comes with side effects. And so just to take a step back, when patients go in for this kind of cell therapy, they get chemotherapy first to wipe out a lot of their existing T cells to create a more favorable environment for the re-engineered T cells to come in and graft and start attacking the cancer. What Juno did, they had some success with a single chemo preconditioning agent. They added a second one. And it's those patients who got the second one who had these severe reactions.
Do we know how much excitement there was about this experimental therapy? In other words, if I'm listening, is this a major letdown for beyond Juno for the community of people who have or might get cancer?
Yes. So this whole field of CAR T immunotherapy, these engineered T cells, it's one of the biggest ideas in all of cancer research today. There are very exciting results from these gravely ill patients having their cancer eradicated. And not just for Juno, but for a couple of other companies as well. And so, but Juno is a leader in this field, and its stock has soared on a lot of this excitement and anticipation that they've got something really big for cancer. So when they encounter a problem of this magnitude, it does raise questions, not just about Juno, but other companies and really this whole field. That are there things that we don't know yet about how these cells are working that maybe we need to figure out before going full steam ahead?
Meanwhile, we're talking about companies and investors and, you know, but really what this is about is human beings and sickness and health and death and life.
Yeah, so we had more than 20 people enroll in this clinical trial, and all of them have a very grim prognosis. They don't have a lot of other options. So they're taking a chance. And this is still an early stage developmental therapy. And there are a lot of risks that go with that. And they are informed of that. Obviously, nobody likes to see patients die in a clinical trial from side effects. The goal is to extend their life longer than it otherwise would be with the horrible disease they have. But this also is how we learn. So it could be that these patients, they died and we learned something about the preconditioning regimen that will help others who come later. You know, I know that's small consolation for the family members, for the patients, for everybody involved, but that is the nature of how clinical trials work.
Biotech reporter Luke Timmerman is the founder of The Timmerman Report, a newsletter about the industry, and he co-hosts a podcast about how your medicines get made. It's called Signal, and we're tweeting out a link to it right now. We are at KUOW.